Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Have you tried waiting?
Believe it or not, this 1924 radio spot was a revelation for advertising. General Mills had just absorbed the Washburn Crosby Company, and the board of directors considered dropping the struggling Wheaties brand. Instead, marketing executives decided to try something totally new, an ad that used a signature jingle with the product name.
Why Wheaties?
Sales quickly bounced back after the ad hit the airwaves. But according to the General Mills archive, that's only part of the Wheaties story. It was created in 1922 when a Minneapolis health clinician accidentally spilled wheat gruel onto a hot stove. But it wasn't until 1927 that Wheaties finally defined its brand. The cereal landed a sponsorship with the Minneapolis Millers and needed a slogan for a billboard in Nicollet Ballpark. It was a local advertising executive named Knox Reeves who came up with the phrase that would find a permanent place in the American lexicon.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Soon enough, Wheaties was sponsoring some of the nation's top athletes. The cereal eventually became a rite of passage for all kinds of sports champions. What started as dry wheat gruel became an American icon and a masterful lesson in branding and advertising.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.